You know, I've been teaching out of this thing for the release of the freedom from an evil conscience. Freedom from an evil conscience. And I believe the celebration that we're having, the celebration in our heart, is because it's beginning to dawn on us that we can have a celebration to live where God has said we can live, to live in the joy, to live in the peace that God said that we can have, to live in a place of righteousness that He has established for us, because I believe there's a place that He's equipping us to be. You know what? And sometimes that starts simply because you choose to make a choice. You choose to grab a hold of what He's doing. There was a woman in the Old Testament who chose, and now this was not what I was going to teach this morning, but it just came to me as I was sitting there. He was reminding me of a word I heard. Because remember, last year we talked about making room. We talked about making room. In other words, giving a place for the Holy Ghost to come, giving a place for the prophetic to come, giving a place for God to do what He needed to do. And we see the result of that. Now what I hear Him saying is, not only make the room, but prepare the room. Prepare the room. So let's look at this. Let's look at this woman in 2 Kings 4, verse 8. Because, see, she began to perceive God had something for her. She began to perceive God had something to establish that day. Right here, verse 8, it says, "Now there came a day when Elisha passed through the Shunammite, where a woman, prominent woman, and she persuaded him to eat food." That wouldn't take much persuasion if anybody just wants to know. "And as it was, as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat food. And she said to her husband, 'Behold, now I see something, that this is a holy man of God passing by us continually. Please let us make a little walled chamber and let us set a bed for him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand. And it shall be when he comes to us that he can turn in there.' And one day he came there and turned into the upper chamber and rested. And he called Gehazi, his servant, and called the Shunammite, where he called, she stood before him. He said, 'Say now to her, behold, you have been careful for us with all this care. What can I do for you? What would you be spoken to the king or the captain of the army?' And she answered, 'I live amongst my own people.'" In other words, I'm not needing that. So he said, "Then what is to be done for her?" And Gehazi said, "Truly, she has no son and her husband is old." He said, "Call her." When he had called her, he stood in the doorway. "At this season next year, you shall embrace a son." "No, my Lord. Oh, my God, do not lie to your maidservant." And the woman conceived and bore a son at the next season, as Elijah had said to her. Because why? Because she prepared a place for the prophet. She prepared a place for the anointing of God to come and rest in her house, to come and rest in herself. And as she did so, she prepared a place for the blessing that God was about to release, for the increase that God was about to release. She prepared, unknowingly, she just was moved to do what was necessary in the natural, but she received a spiritual harvest. She received an increase into her life. Why? Because she's accepted and made room and prepared for the prophetic to be in her life. When we make room, when we begin to prepare for the prophetic to shift in our heart, when we make room and we prepare for God to do something. See, this was a symbol of what God was trying to do, not just even for the Shunammite lady, but He wanted to birth a son for all those who would prepare for Him. It was about what was supposed to happen with Christ. It was an example about what was happening. So if you will prepare a place for Him. Because see, there's a whole lot of things that can happen in this world. There's a whole lot of issues that can happen to us. There's a whole lot of things that can cause us hurt and disappointment. There's a whole lot of things that will cause us to where we might not see and what we are looking for. But if we'll prepare a place in our heart, we can receive a son. And when we receive a son, the whole thing that we've had need of is born into fruition. Something that we couldn't do for ourselves. She could not birth a son on her own. Her husband was already old. She was already old. It wasn't supposed to happen. It wasn't in the natural cards, as they say. But see, God is not limited by those things. And so if we'll prepare our heart, if we'll prepare a place, this morning, you guys prepared a place. You prepared to receive what God wanted to do. You prepared to receive the thing that God had for this day. You prepared to receive an anointing. Interesting to note, see, what did she set out? Let's make a little walled chamber. So she began to build up an upper room. She began to build an upper room on the top of her house, a place that he could come and be by himself, a place where he could come and spend a little quality time, have a little rest, and begin to spend a little quality time with God. And let us set in a bed for there for his rest, and a table and a chair, so he could begin to have a communion. So he could have a communion of his soul. So he could have a communion with the God that he served. So he could have a communion and recognize the purpose of God in his life. And as he began to recognize the purpose of God in his life, then the Lord began to speak to the prophet and say what this woman needed. And then he prepared a lampstand, so the light of God could begin to arise. The light of God could begin to arise in that place. And it cast its light, not just upon Elisha, but upon everything in the situation became known. Because see, before that, it wasn't known to him what she had need of. But she prepared a lampstand. What do you think we've been doing here for the last 2 or 3 years? We've been preparing a lampstand. We've been preparing to receive what the God had has ordained. We've been preparing to receive the prophetic. We've been preparing to receive an apostolic anointing. We've been preparing for the shift that you're now celebrating this morning. There's a preparation. God's not done with us yet. He's not done. He's just beginning. He's just beginning. He's just stirring up. See, I heard this morning, I heard the sound of healing being stirred up this morning. I heard the sound of rejoicing being stirred up this morning. I heard the sound of the anointing being stirred up this morning. Why? Because we're preparing something in our heart. We're allowing the lampstand to begin to show the light on everything that needs to be known, whether that thing is in us or in our environment. You know, God is, our faith is something that's both passive and active. We have to have an active faith. But see, without us participating, without us choosing to give God the space, there's no place for him to move. Think about it. Two people can commit the same sin. One will repent and one never even recognizes it. Which one can God move on? He can only move on a repentant heart. He can only move on the one who will recognize their brokenness and say, God, I see the brokenness and I don't want that to be a part of my life anymore. So I'm going to give it to you. See, God can move when we prepare a place. See, simply by recognizing what's in you that maybe shouldn't be, and it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't have to even be a sin. It could just be something that was a failure. It could just be something that was causing you to feel unworthy. Whatever it was, if it's causing you to not push into the place of God has for you, it's something that needs to go. But see, it's the heart that's open. It's the heart that's recognizing that it's broken, that he can move on. When we stand in pride and we ignore and we don't choose to look at what the light illuminates, then we're missing the point of what the illumination was for. And when what we're missing there is actually, like you said, the blessing. We're missing our inheritance because God has given us freedom from all those things. Guess what? The things that you account against you, he's not. Think about it. the things that you might count against you. He's not. He's already made up his mind that he's going to look past that thing. He already made up his mind that he's going to accept you. He already made up his mind he's drawing near to you. So it's all up to us to whether or not we'll prepare a place to draw near to him. It's his desire for us to come into this place of relationship. It's his desire for you to have the fullness of him in you. Because that, as you have the fullness of him in you, now the glory of God can be seen in a whole new place. The glory of God can be released in a whole new atmosphere. Why? Because you're going to go somewhere that no one else has ever been. It might just simply be at your job. It might be simply be at the place that you go in Walmart. It doesn't matter. When you carry the Spirit of God and you're acknowledging the Spirit of God, anything can happen. But the first thing that happens is it restores your relationship with him. It restores your relationship with him. See, that's what I see so clearly is God has always intended for us to live in a place that we've not even understood we could have. He never intended for us to live under condemnation. He never intended for us to live under this guilt and shame. He never intended for any of those things because he said in his word, for freedom I have set you free. Galatians 5 and 1. For freedom I set you free. In other words, I'm expecting you to walk in this thing that I already gave you. When we stand up and recognize that, when we make that our awakening thought, when we open up our eyes in the morning and we see, Lord, I can come to you freely. Lord, I can be in relationship with you freely. When we begin to see that from that perspective, it begins to shift the whole outcome of our day. When we wake up and we rejoice because we have another day to share the word of God. And that doesn't mean we have to go speak it out of our mouth. We share it by how we live it. We share it by what happens in our heart. We share it by what is seen in our life as we interact with those around us. So because the thing that is setting us free is the love of God. The thing that fulfills the law, according to Romans 13 and 8, is the love of God. And when love is the fulfillment of God in your heart, now there's a release that's going to come out of that is nothing but love. That's his desire. So we can begin to understand the fullness of what he's wanted us to get. Because why? Because we're making a preparation for it now. By pushing in, recognizing that you have a place. Do you have a place that you can push into? Do you have a place that you can decide that, you know, God, today I want to look more like you. When we're birthing something, we're birthing the destiny God has already seen and released. He's not caught by surprise. Hallelujah. He wants to illuminate. He wants to celebrate. You know, David understood something in the 73rd Psalm. Where he would sit down, he said, you sit down there. He understands even at the table when you sit down with your enemy, they had a tradition that even enemies could come and have a meal together so they could begin to reason together, so they could begin to see. And so he said, that's why he put this table and chair in there so that he could come and begin to understand what God had in his hand and what God had for the outpouring that was going to come out of the place of him reasoning together with the Father. Elisha was going to reason together with the Father over the table. When he reasoned together with the Spirit of God, all kinds of newness was birthed. There was a new son birth. But see, if you read forward in the story, then the next thing you find out is some years later, the young boy has something happen to his head and he actually dies. But the woman calls upon Elisha. Why? Because now she's established relationship. She's prepared a place for him to come to. And Elisha comes and breathes life back into her son. So even if something has happened that derailed where you have been with God, what he's saying by that example is that I'll come, I'll release my prophetic to release life back into it. I release my life back into it. That which was alive, that which was lively, that which gave hope. I renew the hope that you had before. I renew the life that you had before. So even if something has caused you to fall away from that which God has already ordained for you, he said, I'm going to renew the hope I have for you. I'm going to bring a new life. I'm going to bring a new son. I'm going to bring a new awareness of the son into your hearts. Hallelujah. I want to thank you all for being a part of preparing to receive what God has. Preparing to receive what he has for each of you, what he has for this house, what he has for this city, what he has for this nation, what he has for this globe. Because God is preparing a place. He's preparing a heart. He's preparing a people. We don't have to be many in order to make a change. We just have to be aligned because we prepared a place. Hallelujah.